which he gave him haphazard, in small sums, and even that mostly not in cash, but in goods from his own shop, and at high prices. Nikita's wife, Marta, who had once been a handsome, vigorous woman, managed the homestead with the help of her son and two daughters, and did not urge Nikita to live at home. First, because she had been living for some 20 years already with a cooper, a peasant from another village who lodged in their house, and secondly, because though she managed her husband as she pleased when he was sober, she feared him like fire when he was drunk. Once, when he had got drunk at home, Nikita, probably to make up for his submissiveness when sober, broke open her box, took out her best clothes, snatched up an axe, and chopped all her undergarments and dresses to bits. All the wages Nikita earned went to his wife, and he raised no objection to that. So now, 2 days before the holiday, Marta had been twice to see Vasily Andreevich, and had got from him wheat flour, tea, sugar, and a quart of vodka, the lot costing 3 rubles, and also 5 rubles in cash, for which she thanked him as for a special favour, though he owed Nikita at least 20 rubles.
"What agreement did we ever draw up with you?" said Vasily Andreevich to Nikita. "If you need anything, take it. You will work it off. I'm not like others to keep you waiting and making up accounts and reckoning fines. We deal straightforwardly."